Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
On the phone now, we should have Tommy Greenhouse.
Hello, how are we all?
Very well, Tommy, and how are you?
I'm good, thank you. My legs are a bit sore as always, but
very good. So tell us all about what you're going to be doing on the Isle of Wight.
Lovely. So next, on Tuesday, what I'll be doing, I'll be running my 47th marathon as part of running my 52 marathons for 52 charities in All English Counties Challenge. So yeah, this will be number 47. I've got 52, so on the final stretch now, very close to finishing.
Wow. And so you've done 46 so far?
Oh yeah, done 46, just done two back-to-back ones due to the long travel. I did Newcastle and Durham. And yeah, so running on Tuesday, and I'll be for the National Breast Cancer Foundation for this week.
So that is a fabulous thing to be fundraising for. Can I just ask, why are you doing so many?
To be honest, it's like when I think of the exact reason to why I started, it was like it was never a pinpoint, but essentially, I think it was like I stay with the last charity I'll be running for is Mind, mental health charity, and I've suffered quite badly with my mental health before. I've always tried to push myself, putting myself in challenges since being making through the worst of it, and I think this was the challenge that came to mind that. To really test me and also give myself some more purpose to it. And I think I've definitely proved my mental strength, not just not being in the bad place I once was, but also being good and thriving with life.
So when did you start your marathons for this?
So this was at the start of January. So the challenge is to complete it all within 2025. So the first was January 4th. That was a very wet, windy day in Somerset. It was like ages ago now, but still part of the year. And yeah, we've been at it every week since.
So do you fundraise for something different for each of your marathons?
Yeah, so it's like it's a different charity each week. So like I said, this week is National Breast Cancer Foundation in Australia, basically in support of my best friend's mum for my time in Australia, who has it unfortunately, because. At points I was tempted to do just running for Mind, because obviously with my close connection with it, there were a number of courses I wanted to do for, and it essentially helps me think like we gotta look out for everyone in this world, to be honest. So running a different one each week I think is a great option for me, and that really helps my empathy.
That's fabulous. Now you must be a very fit person then, doing all these marathons.
I'd like to think so, yeah. I don't do too much running in the week, to be honest, in between, because I can hardly move my legs, but I'll always keep active with the gym in between as well.
But that's just the thing, you see, doing a marathon every week, you must be very fit by doing that.
Yeah, no, exactly. It requires a massive amount of fitness, I'm not going to lie, but to be honest, I only started running in last July 2024.
Wow.
So With my first marathon being in January, if anyone's listening and thinks I'm bonkers, I think you'd be very surprised how quickly you can get my get your cardio and fitness up, because I've still got awful asthma as well, which is a big con for running. But honestly, you'd be surprised how quickly you get your fitness up.
That's fabulous. Now you were going to be doing a marathon on the Isle of Wight today, weren't you?
Yeah, I was meant to be doing it, but honestly, the legs are too done in, because, yeah, with the back-to-back ones, that was a very, very rough experience, to be honest with you. Same with, like, I did the Newcastle one in 4 hours, 5 minutes, and then the day after was 5 hours, just below 5 hours. And with it, although it's, the aim of it is just completing the marathon, if I want to wait until Tuesday so I can put my all into it. So it's just resetting a different marathon each week, effectively.
So your marathon this coming Tuesday on the Isle of Wight, tell us about that.
Exactly. So I'll be starting at approximately 11 a.m, finishing at 3 p.m, and what I'll just be doing is running loops around Atlee Park, and like I said, yeah, for the charity of the choice, National Breast Cancer Foundation. If anyone can donate, there's GoFundMe links on Tommy Greenhouse on Instagram or Facebook or TikTok, whatever, and you'll be able to access them from that.
That's fabulous, isn't it? So if anybody wanted to come and say hello, they can come down
absolutely.
And see you at Apley Park on Tuesday.
Honestly, it is very lonely running all these marathons because, honestly, I've had about, I think for, across the 46 so far, I've had company for three of them.
Wow.
So honestly, anyone come down, that'd be so much appreciated. You.
So how can people identify you on Tuesday?
You know what? Just look for the short little lad running 5'5". I'll have a little whiteboard to say, or describing where I am or what I'm wearing, so where you know what to look out for. I'll likely be wearing my green Australian hat. So have a little look for that when if you're running around that area.
That's fabulous. Did you want to say anything, Dave?
I'm just, the admiration I have for you is absolutely untold. I was going to ask before you actually said it, I mean, had you run a marathon before doing this? And you obviously, no, you hadn't. And
no,
you know, your first one was January. So, you know, it's an amazing thing what you're doing, Tommy. And,
you know, thank you very much,
straight
Dave.
From my heart to yours. That's most definitely.
I mean, much appreciated. Love it.
And do you find that, obviously, you were in that bad place? I think we've all sort of identify in a way with that, but you find that this focuses you more and it gives you something to change your mindset, really.
Yeah, honestly, it really does, because it's just a sense of like, because it was when once I got back to Australia, it was just a lack of it was what it came down to was when I was in a very bad place, I think the main thing was lack of purpose and lack of like back in my self-ability, lack of self-esteem, lack of confidence. And with this challenge, like, it really does help with that. But at the same time, like when I was saying it was setting out to test my mental strength, but looking back at it, is I was running marathons in my head all those years. Like, so this was in 2021 when I was going through my bad patch.
Yeah.
But some of those, like, I was like that for a year straight, and they were generally marathons in my head. It was,
yes,
like getting up in the morning in that place was harder than some of these runs. So I think, because it's proved to me that I'm mentally strong, but it also proved to me that me back then was mentally strong as well.
Yeah, because those marathons you were going through before don't end at 26 miles.
No,
they
exactly.
They carry on going. And
absolutely, yeah.
So you're an inspiration. Well done.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Dave. It means a lot, honestly.
It's a fabulous thing you do. And, you know, if you are listening, everybody, and fancy a trip down to say hello to Tommy, I'm sure you would have a warmest welcome.
No, please, absolutely. That'd be much appreciated. Apley Park, that would be. Just look, I'll have my Australia hat on. I'll keep a promise to that for that.
Would it be a thing if people are actually out running, if they ran a little of the way with you as well, would that be something that you'd be happy
with? That
would
be absolutely lovely, because yeah, like I said, I think I had one lad run the whole of Kent with me, which was absolutely unbelievable.
Wow.
I've had my brother run 5k in Exeter, and then who I was with in Durham, who I was with in Newcastle, sorry, my mate's mum actually ran 2 kilometres with me the other day. So honestly, any company would be absolutely wonderful, because like I said, it is lonely while running, as much as I love my own company now.
Yeah.
And do, if you see anybody, ask them if they'll join you as well, because there are quite a few people that run down that way.
Yeah
definitely, to be fair.
It's a great place to run.
Yeah, that'd be lovely.
Well, thank you so much for speaking to us, Tommy, and we wish you all the very best.
Yeah, and, thank you very much, thank you for having me.
And if you stay on the line just until if you stay on the line when we finish speaking in a moment, I'll just have a quick chat with you, if that's all right.
Yeah, lovely. Sounds good.
And we're going to play for you a song dedicated to you. It's called You Got the Love with Florence and the Machine. Okay?
Lovely.